You're watching Redeemers Network Television.
Tonight, we want to talk about Jesus Christ, the Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, that is, Mary shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Why is his name called Jesus? Because he shall save his people from their sins. Many people don't seem to realize the horrors of sin. That's why they toy with it. If they know how terrible sin can be, I'm sure they won't take it so lightly. In Romans chapter 6 verse 23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Now when he says the wages of sin is death, he's not talking about physical death alone. He's talking about death in every form. Physical death, material death, emotional death, marital death, spiritual death, etc., etc. The wages of sin is death. In other words, as far as God is concerned, there is only one penalty for sin, and that is death. If anybody stands before the judgment throne of God accused of sin, the punishment is not 3 months imprisonment, 5 years imprisonment, or 7 years imprisonment. There is only one punishment, and that is death. And if you just take just one example, in John chapter 5, and you read the story from verse 2 to 14. John 5 verse 2 to 14. You will see immediately what sin can bring into the life of a man. That passage tells us that there was a man who had been sick for 38 years. 38 years. Sitting down by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for an angel to come every year to trouble the waters. And he was there with other incurable people. Bible said they were there, the withered, the blind, the lame, the halt. And for 38 years, this man had tried to get into the pool, because the Bible says the first man to get in after an angel has come to trouble the waters will be made whole. He has tried 38 times and failed 38 times. Then Jesus healed him. When Jesus healed him, the man went into the temple rejoicing. And then Jesus met him there and said, "You'll be made whole. Sin no more. Or else something worse will happen unto you." Now check the meaning of that quickly. This man, before he met Jesus, had been sick for 38 years. 38 years of sickness. His life was almost completely wasted. Assuming he was going to live for 70, 38 years were already gone. Wasted. He was a living dead. He wasn't buried, but he was of no use to anybody because of sin. His life had been stagnant for 38 years. No progress for 38 years. He had been in bondage. He had been like a goat tied down around that pool for 38 years because of sin. He has failed. He made 38 efforts and failed 38 times because of sin. He had been defeated 38 times because he said, "While I'm going into the pool, somebody stepped in before me. I've been in competition with others and I've been defeated 38 times. 38 times. By the time Jesus got to him, he said, "I have no man to help me." He had been forsaken by all friends. He's been lonely for 38 years. And the way he was speaking, you could see hopelessness coming out of his mouth. Because for 38 years, at the beginning of the year, when they say Happy New Year, he too had said Happy New Year, thinking that this might be his year. But for 38 years, every year had ended like the one before, because of sin. Some years ago, I went to visit our maximum security prison in Kirikiri. And I met a man there who had been condemned to death for 27 years. He's been waiting for execution for 27 years. When we talked, I trembled at the repercussion of sin. 27 years. He said, "Even if I'm released now, where do I start from? 27 years wasted." In the case of this man, 38 years wasted. You don't have to be there to know that this man was sad. I have been sad for 38 years. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 4, he said, "The sorrows of those who run after other gods shall be multiplied." Sin and sorrow, they go together. This man had been struggling without any success, without any breakthrough for 38 years because of sin. The Bible says in Job chapter 15 verse 20, Job 15 verse 20, he said, "The wicked travails in pain all the days of his life." My brothers and sisters, sin is horrible. And that is why there is so much joy in salvation. When a sinner comes in contact with Jesus Christ, and by the blood of the Lamb, the sins are washed away, all the devastations of sin can be reversed in one day. Like in the case of this man, he came in contact with Jesus. Immediately, he was healed. Immediately, he stopped failing. Immediately, hope came. Immediately, he could now go to church to fellowship. The one who had been fellowshipping with the incurable. Immediately, peace came. Immediately, joy came. You see, when you give your life to Jesus and he saves your soul, you can go to the Word of God and find it written. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. He said, "He himself bore our sins on the cross." The moment he takes away your sin, the next thing that follows is, by his stripes, you are healed. Many people want healing, but they don't want their sins to be rolled away. Doesn't matter who the prophet is. Doesn't matter who the so-called man of God is. If you go to him and he promises you healing without salvation, run from him. Because what you will get from him will not be a miracle from God. What you will get will be a magic from the devil. And the devil is a very bad master. First, he carried our sins away on the cross. Then, by his stripes, we were healed. That's why during this convention, as more and more people give their life to Jesus in genuine salvation, you will see healing flowing like a river. The moment you surrender your life to Jesus, victory comes. Because the same blood that cleanses from all sins is the blood that conquers Satan. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Revelation 12 verse 11 said, "They overcame him," the devil, "by the blood of the Lamb." If the blood does not wash away your sin, you remain a slave to Satan. It is only when that blood has worked on you, that the same blood will give you victory over Satan. It takes the blood of the Lamb to give you freedom from all forces of darkness. And I know what I'm talking about. For 13 years I was running from witches and wizards, from herbalists who had a misunderstanding with my father, and told him clearly that they were going to deal with me. I ran for 13 years. Then I met the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he saved my soul. And now there's no witch anywhere in the world that can come near, because I am covered in the blood. When he saves your life, your soul, when he washes away your sin, suddenly you begin to enjoy peace like a river. The Bible says clearly in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22, Isaiah 48, verse 22, it said, there is no peace to the wicked. Sinners can never know peace. But when you give your life to him, when you truly surrender your life to Jesus, when his blood washes away your sin, you can hear him saying in John 14, verse 27, John 14, verse 27, peace I give unto you. When you surrender your life to the Prince of Peace, you begin to enjoy peace. Peace in your body, peace in your soul, peace in your home, peace in your place of work, peace like a river. But do you know that there is no salvation without genuine repentance? There are some people who think that you can be saved without even repenting from your sins. The devil is a liar. That's why occasionally you see some people who said they have come forward to give their life to Jesus, who instead of repenting of their sins, are taking pictures. They come and they go like they came. Because the word of God is very clear. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says clearly, he that concealeth his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsakes them shall obtain mercy. No salvation without genuine repentance. In Luke chapter 13, verse 2 to 5, Luke 13, verse 2 to 5, Jesus Christ said, unless you repent, you will perish. That's what the word of God says. And the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says, God doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants every man to repent. He wants you to change your way, to stop doing what you used to do before, then you can obtain mercy from him. Oh, there are many people who go about today saying that they are born again. They don't even know the meaning of being born again. Because the new salvation will turn you completely to a new creature. You come before the altar or before Jesus, very sad for the evil deeds you had done in the past. You come with a determination to change your ways. You come to him crying for help. Not only to forgive you, but to change you from inside out. Then you obtain salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 says, it is godly sorrow that worketh repentance that will produce salvation. Godly sorrow. You are sad for the evil you have done. You are sad that you were once a thief. Sad that you were once an adulterer. Sad that you were once a fraud. And you now come sad, crying to Jesus, saying, please change me. Forgive what I've done. Give me another opportunity to start my life afresh. Then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5 17, he said, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How can you claim that you are saved and your lifestyle remains exactly as before? That would be a contradiction. How can you claim that you are saved and you are still doing all those things that you were doing before? That will be a contradiction. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away. How many things become new? All. The one who has been stealing will no longer be able to steal. The one who has been lying will not be able to lie again. The one who has been evil will be so transformed, people will find it difficult to believe. One of my boys, when I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos, there might be some people here who will know him. His name was Moses. Oh my, that boy was terrible. When he goes home on holidays, parents ban their children from coming out. Because Moses had sex with goats, he had sex with dogs, he had sex with anything. So if you love your child, when Moses is around, keep your child locked up. Then Moses met Jesus. And everything changed. And Moses went home, going from house to house. Say, it is not the old Moses. This is a new one. I don't sin anymore. I want to tell you about the one who saved my soul. And they saw him completely transformed. Now when Moses go home on holidays, children kneel around him, learning choruses, learning stories about Jesus Christ. That is salvation. That is salvation. The first question my father in the Lord will ask you in his lifetime, if you say you are saved, he will say, saved from what? What were you doing before that you can no longer do? Saved and you are still stealing? Saved and you are still lying? When you are saved, there is no sin that is called small sin. Suddenly, you wouldn't even want to, because Christ has come to dwell in you. Since just this is the first night, and we see half all week, if Jesus tarries, and we just round up tonight by saying, the choice is yours. Yeah. I think it was in New York last month that I was telling them about someone who came to me and said, "Sir, I heard that you are a prophet of God, and that your prophecies are always deadly accurate. Is that so?" I say, "I'm not a prophet, I'm a pastor. But I do hear from God once in a while." He said, "Can you tell me then my future?" I said, "Easily. All you need to do is answer one question. Are you saved? Are you born again? Has the blood of Jesus Christ washed away your sins? Have you repented of your sins?" He said, "No." I said, "Then your future shall be terrible." He said, "How do you know? You don't even know my name. You have not even prayed." I said, "There is no need. It is written. Isaiah chapter 3 verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 3, 10 and 11. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him." I don't need to pray about that. If you are saved, your tomorrow will be all right. You remain in your sin, your future will be terrible. I'm not the one who says so, it's God. and his word is forever settled. That's why I'm appealing to those of you who are here tonight. I'm not talking about how long you have been in church. I'm asking, have you been genuinely saved? Did you have an encounter with Jesus that turned you to a brand new creature? Could you say with all assurance that a day came when you met Jesus and all things became new? If I ask you, when were you saved? And you say, well, I don't know, but you know, I just know I am saved. Oh, you better come running tonight. Because when you become saved, that very moment, you become married to Jesus. And if I ask somebody, are you married? And he said, well, I'm not so sure. Maybe, perhaps. When did you get married? He said, I can't remember the day. And then we know that fellow is not married. If you know that you know that you had an encounter with Jesus and everything became new, everything became new, congratulations. If you cannot remember a day that you had an encounter with Jesus, that you came to him sorrowing for your sin, asking him to forgive, repenting, saying that with his help you will not do so again, and he saved your soul and all things become new. If you can't remember that day when it happened, you better come tonight and come and make assurance sure. Jesus is here right now, and he means business with those who means those who mean business. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, I'm going to count from 1 to 12, because I can see some of you very, very far away. By the time I say 12, better be standing before me here and come with a determination to repent, to say bye-bye to a life of sin, and then you will obtain mercy from Jesus tonight. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you truly want him to save your soul, begin to come now. I'm counting 1, 2 And don't deceive yourself. You might even be already a pastor. You might even be already in the choir. If you can't remember that day that you gave your life to him, that everything became new, you better come now. This is a matter of life and death, and the choice is yours. 3. And as you come, begin to cry to Jesus. This is not a joking matter. Tell him, Lord, I am sorry for the evil I have done. I need forgiveness. I want you to have mercy on me. I repent of my sins. have mercy, O Lord. I want everything to become new. No more joking, Lord. Mean business this time round. I need your forgiveness. I need salvation. Cry to him, even as we are coming. 5. The wages of sin is death. The word of God is forever settled on that. It's not going to change his mind. If you come to him and he forgives you, then he will give you the gift of life. That man had been sick for 38 years. And the Lord says, if he sins, something worse than that will happen. It is horrible to be a sinner. 7. Cry unto him, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. I repent of my sins. I'm sorry for all the evil I've done in the past. I will change my ways now. Just have mercy. Have mercy on me. Don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to cheat anymore. I don't want to fornicate anymore. I don't want to do any evil anymore. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. 8. His blood cleanses from all sins, but that is if you repent. That's if you make up your mind to forsake your evil ways. Cry unto him. He can give you a brand new beginning. All things can pass away. All things can become new. Cry unto him. Cry unto him. 9. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. I know I've offended you again and again. I've been living in sin, playing with death. But now, Lord, I repent. I want to change my ways completely. I want to become new. I want to become a brand new creature in you. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Give me a new beginning, Lord. Give me a new beginning. 10. Cry unto him, ask him for help, ask him for forgiveness, ask him for mercy, ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. 11. And the rest of us, please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them. Brethren, let's intercede for all these people. Cry out to God for salvation. Pray that God will save their souls. Pray that God will give them genuine salvation tonight. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede for your brothers and sisters. And let's do it with all our hearts. Let's do it with all our hearts. Cry unto him for salvation. Those of you who are on the way, don't wait. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. But cry to him as you come. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Save my soul. I don't want to steal anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to cheat anymore. I don't want to fornicate anymore. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Let's intercede for our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. This is very, very crucial. Let's pray that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Those of you see on the way, hurry up, hurry up. I'm about to pray for your salvation now. Hurry up. Hurry up. Yes, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. I will forsake all my sins. I won't go back to a lifestyle of sin. Just have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Save my soul. Forget all the evil I've already done. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new beginning. Yes, hurry up. I'm still waiting. I can see many of you still trooping. Hurry up. Hurry up. Cry to him. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Don't want to continue with a life of sin. I don't want a life of suffering, a life of stagnation, a life of sorrow. Don't want a life of failure. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins, oh Lord. Save my soul. Oh yes, keep coming, keep coming. I wait a little, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, keep coming. I can see you. You can spread out. There is still room in front. Few spaces left. You can still come. You can still come. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, keep coming, keep coming. I wait 10 seconds more, and then I will pray. Thank you, Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you are still on the way, just keep coming. Make sure you get there before I finish praying. My Father and my God, I want to thank you. Merciful God, I give you all glory and honor. Because your word is forever settled. You said, whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. These people have come to you tonight, Father. Receive them all in Jesus' name. Father, you can see into their hearts. You can see that they are sorry for the terrible life they have lived. And they have made up their minds that they won't go back into sin. Father, be merciful unto them in Jesus' name. Your blood that cleanses from all sins, let that blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight. Write their names in the book of life. Let them become new creatures in you. Let everything become new for them. Father, from now, put an end to sorrow in their lives. Give them a new beginning. From now on, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. Please uphold them to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward to surrender your life to Jesus, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. And I rejoice with you tonight, because according to the word of God, because of you people here in front right now, Jesus is dancing in heaven. Jesus is happy because of what had happened in your life tonight. Congratulations. Now I want to promise you, as a man of God, that beginning from this moment onward, God helping me, I'll be praying for you. And I can assure you, very soon you'll be receiving miracles. Then you will know that there's someone somewhere praying for you, and that someone is me. That's why I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. And there are cards that will be distributed to you. There are some people in front of you here distributing the cards. I believe there are some of them behind you too. So if you look behind you, you might see some people distributing some cards. I want you to fill those cards and return them to the counselors. They will compile the list, give me a copy, and I promise you I'll be praying for you. But even as you are receiving the cards, make sure you listen to the prayer we're about to pray so that you can pray along with us. Now, the rest of us, are we ready to pray tonight? I didn't even hear your yes. Now stand on your feet and shout a big hallelujah. If it is true that Jesus Christ has saved your soul, sickness has no reason to stay in your body. Failure has no room, no place in your life. Sorrow should not even be near you at all. So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, loud and clear, Father, because Jesus saved my soul, I say bye-bye to sickness, bye-bye to failure, bye-bye to defeat, bye-bye to sorrow. Open your mouth and cry unto the Almighty God. Because He saved my soul, I claim my healing as of right. I claim my deliverance as of right. I claim my victory as of right. I say bye-bye to sickness. I say bye-bye to failure. I say bye-bye to defeat. I say bye-bye to sorrow. because Jesus saved my soul. Open your mouth and claim your victory. Claim your healing. Claim all those things that he purchased for you on the cross of Calvary. Because Jesus saved my soul, I say bye-bye to sickness. Sickness, you can't stay in my body, because the one who saved my soul also bought my healing. Sorrow, you can't stay near me, because the one who saved my soul brought me joy. I claim my healing now. I claim my victory now. I claim my joy now. I claim my progress now. I claim my freedom now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now I want you to pray one more prayer. I know time is fast spent, but you can still pray one more prayer and pray it intensely. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, you said in your word that it shall be well with the righteous, because I'm a child of God. Let my tomorrow be all right. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Open your mouth and pray. You said in your word that it shall be well with the righteous, because I am your child, because I am saved, because my sins are gone. Let my tomorrow be all right, Lord. Let my tomorrow be all right.
Jesus, the Son.